Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. More movement today out on Roosevelt Avenue in Queens, where police, city officials, and yes, residents gathered today to talk about plans to shut down the sex trade that's been plaguing the neighborhood for months. 1010 Wins first told you about the complaints a few weeks ago, and today we're back. It's Roger Stern.
Eddie Valentine owns a tavern here and says that when the sun goes down, the prostitutes come out.
Sadly, there's two sides to Roosevelt Avenue. There's Roosevelt Avenue by day, and there's Roosevelt Avenue by night.
By night, sex workers are seen harassing men, trying to lure them into massage parlors. Local council member Shaker Kirshner.
We have heard from so many constituents, parents walking their children to school, that see sexual acts on the street.
He's leading the call for a seven-point plan, which includes better lighting under the 7 train, strict licensing of massage parlors, and better police enforcement. Roger Stern, 1010 Wins, on 92.3 FM in Elmhurst.
A Manhattan man has been indicted now on assault and weapons charges for allegedly stabbing another guy at a subway station in the East Village last month. Prosecutors say 27-year-old Raymond Kwok got into an argument with the victim after they bumped into each other at the First Avenue L. And then moments later, Kwok allegedly stabbed the man in the back. He ran off and was arrested a few days later. Cops say they found a switchblade in his pocket when he was arrested. A horrifying scene uncovered on Long Island where police found several dogs living in squalid conditions, and the lady is now facing charges.
I don't know what she was doing after collecting whatever, but, you know, it just turned in, as you can see, and it never looked like that when the other people had it.
Says a neighbor as he looks at a house here on Old Comac Road in Kings Park where authorities say six dogs were living with urine, mold, feces and more.
The other people have smelled, but I never smelled anything because I'm pretty far down.
Neighbors would say. So it was a known house.
Yeah.
The neighborhood. Yeah. The house also had part of the roof missing, no running water and no electricity. The 55-year-old owner was arrested. A deceased dog was also found. Unfortunately, the neighbor has seen this before.
But not there. Other places on the street.
You can barely see the house from the street. The weeds are so overgrown. Sophia Hall, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in Kings Park, Long Island.
An update to a story we've been telling you about a woman who was found dead inside a high-end Hamptons resort. Police now say the suspect, 56-year-old Thomas Gannon, has been found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The body of 33-year-old Sabina Rosas was discovered Monday afternoon. This is at a place called Shusugi Ban House. At that time, police say that they suspected her boyfriend was behind the crime. The cause of death still hasn't been determined. Downtown, they say they don't have much, but it's theirs. A group of homeless folks in New York teetering on a class action suit now against the city, they say, for taking their stuff without giving it back.
The city's policy on what are known as sweeps is that the city must offer to store certain possessions belonging to homeless people for up to 90 days and give the owner a voucher to claim those items. Several homeless people who are now suing the city say they almost never get those vouchers and their belongings are thrown out. The Urban Justice Center's Safety Net Project is partnering with six homeless people for the lawsuit, and they're hoping to get it certified as a class action suit that could include thousands more. They say the sweeps violate their constitutional rights, which they say protect against illegal search and seizure. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, some of the homeless folks say, yeah, it might not be much and it may be ragged, but hell, it's ours. Under the Adams administration, the city has done more than 10,000 sweeps in an effort to get people off the streets and to move them indoors to shelters. A deadly stabbing last night on a subway train in Brooklyn. Cops say a 54-year-old man was fatally stabbed in the back last night on a downtown inn at Stillwell Avenue in Coney Island. MTA CEO Jano Lieber says it's a really busy station, and they've been pouring resources into keeping all riders safe.
A station that has, I think, I just can't quote off him, but it has like five different lines coming in, a huge volume of service, a lot of people. But we have to look at those numbers in light of what the historical trend is. Overall, the historical trend is down, down, down. And that's where we're going to keep going.
Police still searching for a suspect. So if you caught the game last night, and you know which one I'm talking about, you definitely remember the moment when two Yankees fans grabbed Mookie Betts' glove in the first inning.
You can see it. He's got his glove in his hand. The fan in the Yankee uniform is prying the ball out of Mookie's glove. This guy should be kicked out of this game.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh, my goodness.
He's allowed a root, and that's all.
Well, the two men were escorted out of the stadium. And now the Yankees have confirmed the duo have been banned from Yankee Stadium for Game 5 tonight. It's unclear whether they'll be expanded, whether that expulsion will be expanded past tonight's game. There you go, Mullins. In their statement, the Yankees say the stadium is known for its energy and intensity, but that can never cross the line into intentionally putting players at physical risk. They thought they were getting a souvenir, but it's like, hey, ball's in play. Stop it.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.